What's going on, everybody, and welcome back into the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. Amazingly, boys, the time is among us. It's the week of opening day. I know technically the season already started in Korea, but we don't count that bullshit. It's opening week of the MLB season, and we're ready for our 2024 preview. How you boys doing?
I'm good, Sean. You know, it's we go from college basketball to baseball. I couldn't be more excited. You know, we got more stuff to watch. And Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing well. I didn't know Sean was going to take a shot at Korea this early, but
that was rough.
Is that what you took from it?
Classy
move, glossing over that, Will. But I just can't let
that
stand.
That was more of a shot on Manfred than anything. But
I just hate. It's like, why does it have to be like a week before?
Yeah, it's bad. So what do they do? Do they play games or do they just do inter-squad scrimmages? What are they doing?
They played two games. It was the Padres and Dodgers. They split a two-game series, and they came back and each played spring training games.
And what's the point? You're going back to, like, getting your guys that are going to be bagging groceries at Acme playing?
I think so.
I know you have a deep hatred for Acme, Will.
I am. Oh, well, listen, I don't respect Acme because I'm an original A&P guy, so
we know those guys. And if we ever make it big, that's the first thing you're going to do is buy Acme and change the name back.
Absolutely. Change it right back to A&P. Sean's going to be my CEO.
Okay. Well, good luck.
I appreciate that.
That'll be a two-year business at most.
Fuck off.
Yeah, well, if you're running a grocery store in 1930, but do you guys using computers?
No, it's all notepad,
we believe in using analytics as a tool. We still like the human element.
I like that. Maybe this grocery store has a chance, but
we have a chance.
This pod definitely has a chance. So let's start talking about it. We always lead off with the AL East, so we might as well just keep the tradition going. Will, this is your first time. Is it? Maybe it's your first time. I don't know. It's your first time as part of the pod, not just a guest doing the preview. So why don't you lead off and give us your AL East 5-1, please?
5-1. Okay, we're gonna do this, and this is based on what's going on injury wise and whatnot. If things change, it's a little different, obviously. But in the 5, I have the Red Sox. 4, I have the Blue Jays. 3, I have the Rays. 2, I have the Yanks. And with Corbin Burns, I have the Orioles.
Pretty chalky for me there, Sean. Everything's the same. Is Boston an MLB team this year, or are they just an extension of the AAAs?
Yeah, I mean, man, I tell you what, when your big acquisition is Lucas Giolito, who's been really down anyway, and then before camp even starts, he tears his UCL and he's getting Tommy John. Like, that's a rough one. Chalk for me as well. Did we do win totals, boys, or did we just go divisions, or did we just go standings?
I think we just went standings.
Also, for the Red Sox, your ace is Brandon Bello, who had a 4.74 last year.
Just signed him to a 6-year deal, though. They like what they see.
I know, he's a young pitcher. He might, you know, progress or whatever, but that's your ace. That's your opening day starter, who had a 4.74 last year.
He's got really good stuff. I think they're hoping to harness that. But, yeah, I mean, the rotation is so weak. I'm still, like, are they going to be in the Montgomery business? Jordan Montgomery still hasn't signed yet. That team would make so much sense for him. But I think that ownership group is just riding the coattails of winning in 2018 because they have really not done anything since. They traded
I don't think
Chris
that ownership
Sale.
Group cares anymore.
I don't think it does, bro. I mean, they traded Chris Mayle, and I kind of understand that because he doesn't fit the timeline of that team. But if you see what he's been doing in spring training with Atlanta, you're like, oh, shit, if he could just stay healthy, that would be a really, really important arm for them. Obviously, you've got Devers. They're hoping for Cassis to take another step. But they're just not a very good team.
Yeah, they're definitely not. Also,
they're just they just don't have any talent, period.
They definitely don't have talent. And also with the Jays, like if the Jays had a good pitching staff, they'd be definitely higher up on, I think, all of our lists.
I'm done with the Jays.
They have a great offense, but they have no pitching.
I'm done buying into the Jays. I'm done buying into the White Sox. I mean, Sean, you know, over the last couple of years, I picked the White Sox. I think I picked them to go to the World Series one year. I mean, I'm done with both the Jays and the White Sox. I'm sick and tired of seeing it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm right there with you. I am out on Alek Manoah, who was sent down to the minors last year. He has not been great in the spring.
Hurt.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be the ace of that staff. I mean, I like Bassett. Obviously, I think, Tom, you and I are both big guys, big fans of Bassett. But he is what he is. He's a very reliable pitcher. He'll give you 200 innings.
It's great
Kevin
three.
Gausman
great three.
Is – yeah, Kevin Gausman is awesome. But he was awesome last year, and this team was a middle-of-the-road team. I think eventually they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do with their nucleus, because I'm truly of the mind, Will, I don't know if you agree, that their window is closed and they're going to have to start thinking about where to go.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think, you know, if you finish at the seller or close to the seller, you're not even close to 500, you got to think about trading these guys, the Vladimir Guerreros, the Bo Bichettes. You got to think about trading them and just getting more picks and just starting over.
I agree. I think Bichette's the first to go because I think he's got a contract coming up soon. But I think Guerrero is probably the only guy that's not for sale as of yet. And if things go real bad, maybe even him, he's on the block.
Yeah, I also you look at the trade that they made last winter where they bring in Dalton Varsho, who's a very nice player, but you gave up a prize catching prospect in Gabriel Moreno, who did really well for Arizona, in addition to Lourdes Gurriel, who helped get Arizona to a World Series last year. So that trade looks super one-sided and not on the Blue Jays' side.
Yeah, 100%. And what it comes down to in this AL East is Cole going to come back for the Yankees? We were shutting him down for 2 months. There wasn't any tear in his UCL, but why are we shutting him down for 2 months? The Yankees have always been that kind of team that's kind of like, we're not going to tell you about injuries, but this guy's going to be done for the year. And also it comes down to the O's. Obviously, Corbin Burns, what a great signing for them. But also you're playing in a hitter-ish friendly ballpark. It's not the old Camden Yards of old, but it's still not Milwaukee in that massive ballpark they play in.
Well, you look at what the Orioles did. Obviously, they traded for Burns, and they have an absolute wealth of prospects. Colton Cowser's going to make the team. Holiday's not, but he's not far behind. I think that's more of a service time issue than anything.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be playing second soon.
Yeah, yep. Gunnar Henderson won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's playing short. I think they're going to move Holiday over to second. He played it a lot in spring, but this team is so stacked, so young. I mean, they're the Oklahoma City Thunder of the NBA or the MLB, and I mean, they're pretty much solidified at every single position outside of maybe first base. But I mean, Mountcastle is a pretty serviceable player.
Well, you got Mountcastle from the right hand side and O'Hearn from the left, good years last year, so you can go the platoon there. Mm-hmm. I do think Burns is going to be interesting because they traded for him knowing he's going to be a free agent, but the reason that they expanded the ballpark and moved that wall all the way back and made it a lot taller was because they wanted to eventually be able to sign pitchers. Keep in mind, they have a new ownership group about to finish this sale this week. Their owner, Peter Angelos, just passed away yesterday.
RIP.
So, RIP. So, this is going to be a great test of you get a full year of Corbin Burns before free agency. Are pitchers going to want to come play at Camden now? Because that's really their last ingredient with this absolute, like, just embarrassment of riches from position players.
Like, if I'm a younger pitcher that's maybe a 3 or 4 on some of these teams, like, why not go to a team that's full of young players and just develop there? My question to you guys, is it, like, the first to 102 wins this division, or is it going to be a little bit of a
I think
well
it's going
to
be in the 90s.
You think it's going to be in the 90s?
Yeah, I think the it's going to be, like, 96, 97. I think the Yankees are going to be a stronger team this year. You always have Tampa. And then, I mean, as much as we shit-talked, Boston is Boston, but as much as we shit-talked Toronto, they're still going to be a tough team to beat.
Yeah, for sure.
For the Yanks, guys, where do we stand as far as confidence level? Just to give the audience a quick update, LeMahieu's likely starting the season on the IL with a bone bruise on his foot. We know about Cole. We'll see what transpires there. Luis Gil won the fifth starter job. You got Schmidt. Obviously, Stroman came in. But the offense should be a lot better this year with, obviously, the addition of one of the best players in baseball in Soto. Hopefully Judge a full season. What do we think about what the Yankees' potential is if we all have them second in the division?
Tom, I'll let you go first. Go ahead.
I mean, their ceiling is winning the World Series. I think their floor is the wild card. I think this team is good enough to go out and grab a wild card. I think that they could compete for the division as well. It truly depends on, obviously, Cole. I think Stanton is finally going to have that healthy year. That's really going out on a limb. Volpe being able to move down in the lineup and not be as much of anything offensively. I think he's going to have a great second half or a great second year. Glaber in a contract season. I'm going to make everybody put a number on it. I know that DJ's out, and is Oswaldo still hurt as well? I was reading up
Peraza's
on that.
Peraza's hurt. Oswaldo Cabrera is going to break camp and probably start at third.
Yeah. I think I put my optimism level at like a 7.3.
I mean, that's not really terrible. The thing that worries me is your opening day starter has a 7.71 ERA going into the season. I grant it's spring ball and we're working on things and stuff like that. I don't have any confidence in the Yankees starting pitching going in. Also, the bullpen, minus Clay Holmes and maybe Marinaccio, the rest of the bullpen has been absolutely atrocious in spring. Tommy brought up a good point. The Volpe's been on fire this spring. But I think, to be honest with you, one of the key players that they just signed with LeMahieu out, I think Verdugo becomes a huge key player with him out.
I love the Verdugo acquisition. He fits the mold of a bunch of Yankees on walk years. And I think this team is going to have a lot to prove because so many of these guys are trying to parlay a great season into a big payday. Volpe, all the scouts say, is going back to swinging the bat the way he did prior to coming up last year, where he's not trying to launch the ball. His average should be a lot better, even if he cuts down on the power. I'm hoping for a Bobby Witt Jr. type ascension in the second year.
That'd be something.
He's a highly thought of prospect. He's not Bobby Witt, but you know, he's been one of the top prospects in baseball for a while. And I think last year he really deviated from what he wanted to be because the offensive support around him was non-existent. As for the bullpen, I never worry about it with the Yankees because that's what they seem to always do. Birdie, who they got from the Cubs, had an awesome spring. He's going to make the team. Clayton Beter is going to make the team. Loaisiga, you still have. They brought in two lefty relievers from the Dodgers. I expect Matt Blake to work wonders with them. I just need the rotation to be subtle, like settle in and
I got
be
a bit
decent.
Of a take.
What's that?
I said I have a bit of a take.
Go for
What's
it.
That?
I think Luis Gil is going to be, just from watching him in spring training and whatnot, I think he is going to be what everybody wanted Severino to be.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
I think Will Smith hot take right there.
Fingers crossed, knock on wood, knock on your head, whatever you want. Cole ends up coming back and is able to be the Cole of usual as expected. I think Clark Schmidt finds his way back to the bullpen as that long man, and Gil finds his way into that five-starter spot and moves his way up. I think he's going to have a solid year, one of those years where you raise your eyebrow at it. Maybe his ERA is a little higher just because he's young, but it's one of those guys where it's like he might be something coming down the line.
Yeah, it's so funny that you said that because like I thought you weren't going to go the Severino route. I thought you were going to go like Domingo Germán at his best without the wife beating because I could see they kind of have similar stuff.
I mean, Gil's throwing 100
though. So much harder than Germán.
He definitely throws harder, but they have the same type of movement on their pitches that Domingo Germán has.
I actually like the Sevy comp, Tom. He throws the fastball with ride. He has
exactly.
The slider, and he's developing the change.
Yeah, and if he can stay healthy, unlike Severino, I think we might be in business here. Maybe the Yankees stumbled upon a pitcher.
Well, they have a
–
you talk about the embarrassment of riches of position players that Baltimore has. The Yankees have that with their pitching. We didn't even mention Chase Hampton and Will Warren, who are probably – we're going to hear from. I mentioned Beter. He made the team as well. And this is after trading four big pieces for Soto. The last comment I'll make on the Yanks from this standpoint is I am from the belief of I don't give a fuck who starts opening day. It's just somebody has to start the game. I think Cortez is going to be better. As long as he's healthy, I don't worry about it. The X factor for me is Rodon. If he's really good, you don't miss Cole nearly as much. If he's really bad and or hurt again, your rotation takes a massive dip. I actually think Stroman's going to settle in very nicely. He kind of fits the rotation well. He's not a power pitcher. He's a ground ball guy. He's going to eat innings for you. It's kind of the opposite of what the Yankees have with all the power arms. So I don't know how you guys feel about Stroman, but the more that I think about it, I'm kind of talking myself into him.
That's what we do as Yankee fans is talk ourselves into it. And Stroman had a hell of a first half of the season last year, but then the second half has been terrible. But maybe that's all we need when Cole comes back, as you said. But I the Yankees always find some piece of pitching that works for a certain amount of time, regardless of the bullpen, if it's starting pitching. I think the Yankees will just be fine, especially with that offense. Rizzo has looked great in the spring. Same with Stanton, as Tom said. He looks healthier. He looks slimmer. The guy's dropping bombs. I understand it's against fucking pitchers that are trying to make the teams on other teams, but, you know, he's not striking out like he used to. And then it all depends on the health of Judge and when Cole comes back.
Couldn't agree more. Let's talk Tampa real fast. I think we all have them third because they're probably the safest team. You just know that they're going to uncover a couple guys. Obviously, Wander Franco is not going to be anywhere in sight, and that is an absolute disaster for a lot of reasons. But Yandy Diaz is really good. You got a Rosarena. I just trust that this team is going to stumble upon a couple guys we've never heard of, and they're going to be in the mix for a playoff spot.
You know Efren's going to win the Cy Young this year.
What's that?
I said, you know Zach, what's his name?
Zach Eflin, you had it right.
Eflin. Yeah. I said Eflin is going to win the Cy Young this year.
Yeah, he's a great pitcher. He comes from Philly. That's definitely a great acquisition for them. Yeah. But also the one guy that you forgot to mention, probably slipped your mind there, Sean, is Isaac Paredes is going to drop 35 home runs for that team this year. He's a hell of a player. And the thing why you put Tampa 3 and not even anywhere closer, obviously the Yankees are a better team, but they're missing Shane McClanahan for the season, who's their
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough.
And they traded Glass now, obviously, to L.A., so.
Fuck L.A.
Yeah, fuck that team.
Yeah, we'll talk about them. Moving into the AL Central, Will, you have the honors again, 5-1.
Okay, so I have the Royals. I feel so bad for Salvador Perez, hell of a catcher, but he's stuck on that shit team. And then I'm going with Tom with what he said. You can't trust the White Sox. The White Sox are right there. Then I have the Guardians. I want to say Indians so bad, but that's incorrect now. Then I have the Twins, and then winning the division, I have the young Detroit Tigers.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's bold. That is bold.
Bold.
Not even close to me.
You got A.J. Hinch coaching them now. He's one hell of a coach. You have one of the youngest teams in baseball. You have kids that just want to play the game.
A.J. Hinch, also a cheater that got away with it, kind of.
Yeah, well, we like those guys. We do. But also, you have a young team. They have nothing to play for. They're just going to go out and play. And, you know, AL Central has been weak for years now. So any of those four teams, I would say, could win it. And I'm going to go with the Tigers.
I respect that pick.
Wow.
You love making bold predictions coming out of the central United States area. You did that with the Lions a couple years ago.
I think it's a Detroit thing.
That's true. It could maybe even more a little location on Detroit. Are you a Detroit guy?
I might be a Detroit guy, but like if you're a Detroit fan, all 17 people that are on the stands for opening day, if Dan Campbell's throwing out that first pitch, it's coming like 86 on the black, how pumped are you getting?
Is he throwing out the first pitch actually, or are you making that up?
No, there's a rumor that he's going to throw out the first pitch. I saw it on ESPN today.
That'd be sick. All right, I'll rattle mine off here. I got the White Sox in fifth. I'm done with them. Don't even want to look at them outside of Luis Robert. I got Detroit at four. Just think they're too young. I got KC at three. I mean, it's kind of just we can argue over who's finishing in the bottom there. I got the Guardians at two, and then I got the Twins just based off talent level at number one for me.
Okay, so Tom, you and I are much closer together on the Tigers than we are with Will. I have them last. You mentioned some good things. Spencer Torkelson needs to take another step because he's not been what they thought they were getting. You also have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, albatrosses. I guess Anthony Rendon has something to say about it as far as contracts go with Javi Baez, who I think was hitting 048 in the spring and will swing at literally anything. He is just going to bog down that team. I don't love the pitching. I know there's some upside there. You've got Skubal, obviously Mize, some other ones as well. They bring in Kenta Maeda, but I'm sorry, they don't do it for me. I got the White Sox at four for all the reasons you guys said, so I won't belabor the point. They're just not very good. I got the Royals at three, guys. You know, their pitching is sneaky good. They bring in Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha. Both have had very good seasons of late. They also have Cole Reagans and Brady Singer, who are horses. And Reagans looks like a stud coming out of that left side. You got Brady Singer, who's had a couple really nice years on bad teams. I have them at three. I'm buying them a little over 500. And then I got the Guardians at two because they're just going to be what the Guardians always are. And I got the Twins winning the division, Tom. I'm right there with you. I think they've got the pitching with Pablo Lopez. And obviously, we know that they are an offensive juggernaut when healthy. So I'm taking the Twins there to win the division.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have been pretty much chalk. Will's got one curveball in there, and we were freaking all chalk on the East. So, I mean, we could either be really right or really wrong. I think we're going to be pretty right this year. It feels like a chalky type year for me.
Yeah, but also with the AL Central, would you be surprised if the number one team and the number five team are separated by seven games?
No, not at all. I wouldn't be surprised if the White Sox won it. This division is so putrid, but it's up for grabs.
Well, they traded Cease, so already they're kind of going in a different direction.
Giolito's gone.
Yeah, this might be the year where they just have an all-out fire sale and finally Luis Robert or something.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys looked at it. Do you know who their 1-2 is starting staff-wise? It's hysterical. So their number one is
Jeff
Garrett
Weaver.
Garrett Crochet is their number one, who is a bullpen guy, who used to be their closer that they tried to turn into a starter. He's starting opening day. And Mr. Injury, Mike Soroka from the Braves, is there too.
Wow. Yeah, that's not good.
Somebody in our fantasy league kept him a couple years ago.
That would be me.
That was you?
Yeah. I love Mike Soroka. And he's on my team right now. Pick him up.
Tough scene, Sean. You guys want to move into the West on that note?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it. Go for it, Will.
Willie, go ahead.
So, AL West, it's tough, but the name Mike Trout doesn't put that team in last. So, I have the Athletics. They're just a really bad franchise whatsoever. It's really bad. Then I have the Angels, the Mariners, the Astros, and the World Series champs, Rangers.
Flip-flop the 1 and 2 for me. I'm not going to bet against Houston, especially with Scherzer and DeGrom not coming back till the summer. I got Texas at 2, and then same down the board for me there.
All right, Tommy boy, we're in alliance again here.
We hate Houston, but you know.
Let's remember, Texas did beat them in the playoffs, but Houston did win that division. And Verlander is starting the season on the IL, but he'll come back. You know, it's not a race for him to start opening day.
He's LeBron.
You've got Framber Valdez, obviously. You know, they are just going to develop pitching like they always do. They're going to mash. They're going to score a shit ton of runs. I do have questions in that Texas rotation because, listen, you can say you don't have DeGrom or Scherzer until the middle of the season. Well, you also lost your best starter in Jordan Montgomery. Now, I will say their offense should be super prolific, especially since they just promoted one of their top prospects in Wyatt Langford. So I think they're gonna mash. Their offense should be great, but their starting pitching might be a little to be desired. And keep in mind too, they had a super shaky bullpen last year, and their closer is somebody who's volatile. He can be really good for stretches, and he can also be unpitchable at times. I'm talking about LeClerc. So
yeah,
I like Houston until they get knocked off. I can't pick against them.
The only reason that I did that is because I put the Rangers there. One, obviously, they won the World Series. They beat Houston. But I just gave some respect to getting – if they're five to seven games back come when Scherzer and DeGrom come back, I think they make a push to win the AL West.
Sure. And now if you want to have the conversation of who might have the higher ceiling, Tom, maybe we go
Texas
there knowing who they're bringing back. But
absolutely,
for the division, I think it's Houston.
I mean, it's going to be a battle until September, 100%.
No doubt about it, especially with that offense in Texas. We're all pretty much in lockstep there. Sean, you and I are just, you know, same brain pretty much, except Mom's just smarter, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. We'll go with that. All right. Nope.
Playoff seedings.
Three wild cards, boys.
Tom, I'll let you go first on this. No, Tom, I've been doing it all. You go first.
All right, so my three wild card teams, it's three, right?
Yep.
Just making sure. I feel like they change it every year. I've got Cleveland in the 6th seed, the Yankees in the 5th seed, and the Rangers in the 4th seed.
So I it's kind of the same. I have the Twins in the 6th seed because I have the Tigers winning the division. And then I have the Yankees in the 5 seed, and then the Astros with the other wild card, or 7-6-5. Yeah.
Yep. I got Tampa in the 6. I got Texas in the 5, and the Yanks in the 4.
Okay. Division winners. I'll go ahead on this one. I've got the Twins at 3 by default because they won the division, although I think Texas and the Yankees might have a chance to have a better record than them because that division is just so bad. I got Baltimore 2 and Houston 1. That's just out of respect to Houston for being cheaters but dominant for a while now.
See, I have a little bit of a different thing. I have the O's at the 1. The O's, Corbin Burns, going to have Cy Young type year. But that is not foreshadowing my pick later, just a heads up. I have the Rangers at 2, and then I have my Detroit Tigers at 3.
Shout out to Detroit.
Seriously, Will, they don't know it yet, but man, they're going to be very happy whenever they listen to you.
I'm going on a big Cougars Washington State run with the Detroit Tigers.
All right.
That didn't last very long in reality, but okay.
It's going to be a fun summer to check in and see how you're doing. I got Baltimore winning 100 games as the first team, or the number one seed in the East. The number one seed in the AL. I got the Twins at 2. I have Houston at 3.
Ooh. All right, boys. Okay. Who's winning the World? Excuse me. Who's going to the World Series, Will?
Who's going to the World Series? I think Gerrit Cole comes back strong, and the Yankees go to the World Series.
Somebody had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sean?
So this one was really tough for me, and I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of agonize it over a lot. Baltimore, to me, I think has the highest upside, but they're still a young team, and I really want to know how aggressive they're going to be in the pitching market if they're really good. Also, Kyle Bradish, if he comes back this year, that's a guy who got some Cy Young votes last season. Who could come in and you pencil him into the start part of your starting rotation again. I got to continue to go with Houston until they prove me otherwise. I like Texas, but DeGrom and Scherzer, A, how long will they stay healthy for once they come back, and do we 100% know when they're coming back? I think the Yankees are going to be in that conversation, but I have the Houston Astros going back. I think this is going to be a swan song type season for them. I don't know if they re-sign Bregman. I don't know if they re-sign Verlander. I don't really know what the future of this team looks like, but I think for one more year, they're the team to beat in the American League.
I'm right there with you, Sean. I know it's boring, but I mean, you know, we haven't even mentioned Alvarez and Tucker on that team. That's how good they are.
I know.
Not to mention Pena, and we do this every year.
Pena needs a bounce back year, though. He was bad last year.
He was bad. Really bad second half, but I'm not going to name the whole roster. It's Houston. They're going to the World Series for me.
Yeah, the Yankees, I do think, though, could seriously do something this year. Like, I think for the Yankees guys, their ceiling is World Series. If Cole comes back, I also expect them to do whatever it takes come trade deadline time to upgrade this team with all of the
depth
that they have.
I'm more optimistic about the Yankees than I have been in a long time.
Yeah, because you know what? You could talk yourself into all of these guys in walk years having unbelievable years and a Stanton comeback. Like, I expect the Yankees to be in the conversation. If Rodon sucks, I think that they're just going to tell him, too bad, we're going to upgrade the rotation, we're not even going to think of you. But he also could be awesome. Same with Nestor. But, you know, the other downside is some of these guys get hurt, injuries rear their ugly heads again. Maybe Cole doesn't come back, and you're looking at a team. I don't expect them to trade off anybody at the deadline. I think they're going to do whatever they can to get better and just sneak in. I think the Astros are just the safest bet, boys.
Yeah, I mean, somebody on this podcast has to be a little different than you two having the same brain, you know what
I mean? That's what you're
here for. I got it.
That's what you're here for, brother. All right, Will.
I do what I can.
Let's jump into the NL East. 5-1. Let's hear it.
So I got Westchester Community College Nationals finishing last.
Oh, God.
Then I have the Mets because their pitching staff is just atrocious, and it might be atrocious all year. Even if they get Senga back, years two is banged up. Seve does not throw the same that he used to. Then I have the Marlins, young team, up and coming. You have the best hitter in the NL average-wise on that team. Then I have the Phillies and the Braves.
Sean, you want to name yours? Because that's mine.
Yeah, I'll flip-flop the Mets and Marlins. I have the Marlins fourth. I just don't know how good they actually are. Remember, guys, they were one of the best teams with starter ERA last year, and they still weren't good. It's a run production thing for them. I don't know where they're getting some of it from, and they lost Jorge Soler. For the Mets, I'm a little optimistic on them. I don't have them making the playoffs, but I do think for a little bit they could be a team that – hey, can you get a good first half out of Sean Manaea? Can you get a good first half out of Seve? Can you get a good first half out of a couple of their other guys? I think Alonso is going to have a massive year and a walk year. I think that this team is going to be a little bit better than people think, but and then it's the Phillies and the Braves. Obviously, the Braves are a juggernaut.
Yeah, the Braves are insane.
I have them winning over 100 games, too.
Oh, yeah, I have them winning 150.
Jesus.
Spencer Strider, by the way, holy shit! Have you seen his new curveball? My dear God!
I don't even want to see it.
It's sick. It's absolutely sick.
No. All right, Willie, give us your Central.
So Central's kind of a clusterfuck, minus the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals win that division, but I have the Brewers finishing last. They lost everybody. You're relying on a banged up old Christian Yelich. The Reds are a young team. They don't really have that much pitching. I have everybody's high on the Pirates, but I have the Pirates third, and then I have the Cubs second. Obviously, the Cardinals win the division.
All right, Tom. Tommy boy.
Is he okay?
I can't hear him. I don't know. I'll go then.
No, you go, Sean.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Tom there. All right, I've got the Pirates finishing dead last. I think that they're a bad team, even though O'Neill Cruz is super exciting. They're just not good. I got the Brewers. By the way, they have both Domingo Germán and Aroldis Chapman on that team. So,
Domingo Germán can actually play baseball?
He's allowed to, yes. All right, Brewers I have last. They are already obviously trading off players. I expect Willy Adames to be traded at some point. Devin Williams, who's starting the season on the IL, he's going to be a hot commodity come trade deadline time. And Cincinnati, I have third. Obviously, Ellie De La Cruz, stud. They have some very good pieces. I just don't know how good they actually can be. They're kind of middle of the road for me. I got the Cubs at two, a team that brought in Craig Counsell as their manager. They have a lot of talent on that team. Can they upgrade a little bit more? They brought back Bellinger. And then I have the Cardinals at one, Will. I think that they're just the safest team. They brought in Sonny Gray. They brought in a couple other guys. Mikolas is a good starter. I expect their pitching to be good, and I expect them to score some runs too.
Yeah, they're the cream of the crop in that division, and it's everybody's looking up at them. Tommy, what do you think?
Sorry, boys. Mike was muted there. I see a lot of people making noise about the Cubs. I don't see it yet. I think they need some more players. I know they brought Bellinger back, and they made a manager signing and whatnot, but for me, I got Pirates. I know there's hype there, but whatever. Brewers, Cubs, Reds, and the Cardinals.
How much hype is there actually around Pittsburgh? I know they have some pieces, but does anybody actually think they're going to be good?
It's the whole O'Neill Cruz factor. That's what it is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's just...
Is Cabrian Hayes going to be healthy? Like,
or good?
I don't know how good... I don't know what hype there is around him. I haven't seen anywhere that has them actually being good.
Yeah, I mean, you got McCutchen back, so is
cool.
You know, awesome, dude. Awesome. He's like 50, but that's fine.
Hey, let's be nice.
I mean,
is
it
he a Hall of Famer?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think he is, but
I mean,
Hall
you
very
know,
good.
Also, Sean's got a lot of experience. He knows Hall of Famers. He saw DiMaggio play and you know,
that's right.
Guys.
Who's older on this podcast?
Sean.
I'm 32.
I'm older. I'm 34.
Suck it. I would say this. If Bernie Williams is not a Hall of Famer, McCutchen's
yes.
not.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. All right. You guys want to talk a little West?
Yep.
Oh,
got the West.
Buddy.
So, obviously, in the cellar, I think we can all agree, is the Colorado Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the fun thing because they don't have any pitching. I'm putting the Padres fourth. The only reason I did that is because San Fran, with the signing of Blake Snell, I think they will be three, Arizona two, and obviously the Dodgers one.
Okay. I'll go second here. I got the Rockies in the cellar. This is where it gets weird. I still have them over 500, but I am not buying into the Diamondbacks team that went to the World Series. Listen, Corbin Carroll was amazing, and obviously we love Zach Gallen and Merrill too, Merrill Kelly, but I just don't think they're that good. They took advantage of a really weak National League last year. I don't think they're that great. I got the Padres at 3. Will, you said you don't buy their pitching. Well, they just imported a shit ton of pitching from the Yankees. And Michael King is a starter I actually think is going to be really good. I got the Giants at 2. Their additions this year, Blake Snell, Matt Chapman, Jung-Hoo Lee, Jorge Soler, and Robbie Ray, who will start the season on the IL, but you bring back a Robbie Ray, already a pretty decent rotation with Webb and Alex Cobb. And then, of course, it's the Dodgers at 1. Like, come on.
Yeah, Sean, it's crazy to say I'm chalk with you. I don't believe in the Diamondbacks either. I don't think that they can repeat it. I think this division got stronger. I can't put the Padres that low. I just can't think a team with Manny Machado on it is going to finish lower than that with all the pitching that they just brought in, like you said. And I love the moves that the Giants made. I'm truly in love with them.
Yeah, and the Padres still have Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove. Like,
exactly.
They don't suck.
Yeah, no. So I think that they're going to – it's obviously the Rockies at the bottom, but then I think the D-backs are going to have a down year.
I have them over 500. Last year was just a – it's not even shitting on them. If you look at their record, they weren't a great team. They just caught fire in the playoffs.
They're going to win like 88 games, but it's going to be a disappointment.
Yeah, I have them at 84.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm right about there in that ballpark.
All right, Tom, you and I are a fucking aligned today.
Yeah, we're going to see if we're going to be right or wrong.
So, obviously, I have the Braves, the Cards, and the Dodgers. I think we all have that down the line there. First wild card, I have the Phillies. Obviously, they're going to battle the Braves for first, but obviously, as Sean said, the Braves are a juggernaut. With the second wild card, I have the Cubs. I have Craig Counsell's Cubs, and then I have the Arizona Diamondbacks. Going back, I know you guys are hating on them. They're doing for a down year, but I think Brandon Fott has a huge year for them. You have Merrill Carroll, so I think they'll be. I think they'll be just fine.
Okay, listen, got to play the games, right?
You got to play the game. If you don't want to play, don't win. If you don't want to win, don't play.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. All right, for me, I got Dodgers finishing 1. I think they're going to have an excellent regular season. I think this Shohei Ohtani thing, whatever it is, we still don't know, is going to get brushed under the rug, kind of MJ NBA style. Maybe he'll go play, you know, I don't know. Maybe he'll play with Trevor Bauer for a little bit. Braves
and
at 2.
700.
Yeah, and strike out a million. Braves at 2, Cards at 3. I think the Braves are just in a tougher division. And that's just, it's going to be like a 2-game difference or whatever. Giants, one of my wild cards. Reds are my second wild card. And then I got the Cubbies, even though I shit on them 10 seconds ago, finishing with that third wild, or with that final wild card, just because that division's poopy at the bottom.
Yeah, I got Dodgers winning 103 games. I got the Braves winning 101 games. And then I got the Cardinals right there at 91. For my wild cards, I got the Phillies there. I got the Giants at 2. I got the Cubs at 3. I think Craig Counsell is going to get in. Remember, the Cubs honestly were in great position last year to make the wild card. They just kind of shat it away at the end of the season. And by the way, just through our conversation that I'm really enjoying how we're looking at different teams, we say down year for the Diamondbacks. I think we all kind of have them right around where they were last year.
That's what we need to remember.
Baseball. You got to look at teams for more what they did over the course of 162 sometimes than what they do over a 17-game stretch in the playoffs. This was a team that had talent. This was a team that had some good wins, played very representative against the good teams, but their record was slightly above 500. With this third wild card, boys, that's kind of all you need to do, particularly with some dog shit teams in the National League. So, you know, Tom and I don't have them going to the playoffs, but I don't think we're really that down on them. I think we're kind of right around where they were last year.
No, yeah, just disappointing based off the fact that I think that it was a little fraudulent that they went to the World Series last year. I just don't think that they're going to repeat that. I don't think that they're going to win 60 games. I think that they're going to have a decent year.
Yeah, no, I think they're definitely going to have a decent year. That's why I have them as my last wild card team, too, even though they're finishing second in that tough NL West.
All right, Willie boy, who wins the pennant?
In the NL, obviously the Dodgers.
Sean.
We're going to be seeing the Atlanta Braves go back to the World Series.
Ooh.
I wish I let myself go first a few times because I have Atlanta as well.
Well, you know what? You know what, Tom? I'm gonna let you go first here as we move on to our awards.
We got to pick a World Series champion, Will, if you're gonna let me do that.
Yeah, Will. Listen, I like that you were being proactive, driving the bus. But one of these two representatives has to win a World Series.
Yeah. So
bus off the road real quick. But listen, I'm gonna go with the Yanks. Everybody's so high on the Dodgers, what they did, what they signed or whatever. And, you know, I'm not going to say out on the Yanks with Gerrit Cole and their pitching staff and their bullpen problem. But that offense has been electric. And it's right up there with the Dodgers with the 1-2-3. And you can say, oh, Shohei is the MVP. Mookie Betts has been the MVP. You just have Judge, but now you have Soto. It depends who bats lead off for the Yankees. If they can bat close to 300, get on base for those other two, I think the Yankees win the World Series.
I think we're going to see Volpe make his way to the top of that lineup.
I think they should start the season with Verdugo. That's me. That's just me personally.
I wouldn't mind having a platoon where against righties it's Verdugo and against lefties it's Volpe or Torres.
Yeah, let's meet in the middle. I like that as well. All right, Sean, I'm going to jump in front of you here because I got a feeling we got the same pick. Against Houston, the Atlanta Braves are going to win the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it's a repeat.
Feeling Golden State Warriors back when we first started the pod, kind of.
I think it's a repeat of 2021, man. I think that obviously the Dodgers are getting all the hype, and rightfully so. But I just feel better about – I could see right now in an NLCS – Ronald Acuna hitting an absolute bomb off of Yamamoto. I could see Strider pitching a 7-inning gem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and they're going to, you know, they're going to get contributions. Like, they brought back Adam Duvall. Like, would anybody be
hitting eighth?
He had a big hit in the playoffs. Like,
I think he's going to go for like probably 30, 35 home runs this year. I got a good feeling.
I think Olsen's just going to continue to do what he did last year, which is just mash baseballs. That team
and play Mark Teixeira defense.
Yeah, that team just does not have a weakness, and the Dodgers do. Like, to be fully transparent, like, does anybody else think it's an awesome idea that Mookie Betts is the starting shortstop? I don't think their defense is as good as it needs to be, particularly up the middle. You got questions with Gavin Lux's range and his arm, even though he's playing second base. Is Mookie an everyday shortstop at this point? You know, in center field, like, how much are you going to play Kike Hernandez, who they brought back? I don't know, man. I know they're going to slug their way to a shit ton of wins, but I don't trust that defense all
that much. Yeah, but also at the end of the day, because, you know, Mookie's my guy, would you be surprised that Mookie's a top five shortstop in the NL next year?
From an offensive standpoint, no. I expect him to be great. I don't know about defense.
I'm there with you, Will. And that segues us perfectly into our regular season awards, because I have Mookie Betts winning MVP.
Oh, that makes two of us.
Sean, I guess you don't have Mookie Betts since you're a hater. You hate Correa and you hate Mookie Betts.
I love Mookie Betts. I'm going, especially since he's been out of Boston.
But not Correa.
No, I like Correa. I don't like Rob Manfred. He's an idiot. Shohei Ohtani is winning the MVP. He's going to hit like 45 bombs and drive in 120 runs.
You can't go wrong with that.
He's probably going to have a great year pitching, too. All right, Cy Young.
He's not pitching this year, dude.
Let's go.
Oh, yes, he's not.
He's not pitching at all this year. It's only DH.
Is that an arm thing?
Yeah, he had his second surgery. He had his second Tommy
John. So, Tom, before you go to the Cy Young, who do you have winning AL MVP?
I forgot to pick AL MVP, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, boy. Is this the first time you've done this?
CEO status.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? Will, you went with your heart all day, so I'm just going to go with my heart, and I'm going to pick Soto. I wanted to go Stanton there, but that'd be wild, so I'm going to pick Soto.
I'm right with you on that one. I took Juan Soto as well.
Yeah, I love that. You're just a bit of a homer.
That's a trifecta pick. Walk year for Soto, short porch and right, a really good lineup, hitting
ahead of Aaron Judge. Does he hit 60 this year?
I think 55 is my guess.
55 homers? Okay.
I got him hitting about 40 39-40, but he's gonna
hit 280.
Like 285.
Yeah. Walk every other time. It's gonna be beautiful.
440.
Who's your AL MVP? Who's your AL MVP, Sean?
Soto. Trifecta, yeah. Baby.
Oh, Soto. We got trifecta at the AL MVP.
That's why I used that word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Will, why don't you give us your Cy Young Award winner? I guess we'll go NL first.
Just get both.
Just get both.
So in the NL, I think it's pretty obvious. You guys might have a different thing, but I think Spencer Strider.
That's Spencer Strider of the World Series winning Atlanta Braves. I've got him too.
Yeah, I mean, I had to. That's my guy. Will, as Will
Zach
knows,
Wheeler,
I've been on him
since. I think Zach Wheeler is going to be in that discussion too.
Zach Wheeler would definitely be in that discussion as well.
He will.
AL-wise, I have Framber Valdez.
As do I.
In Astros.
I got George Kirby of the Mariners. I don't know if you guys paid much attention to him last year, but
odds are there.
He's a stud, man. He's a stud.
Overshadowed by what's his name there?
Castillo,
but who also has a pretty good shot at winning this year. But I like that pick.
Thank you.
All right, boys. Will, give me your rookies. I guess they do both leagues in this fucking sport. So give me your rookies.
I went a little different. Maybe your ALs will be the same for me, but NL might be different for you guys. I'll start with the NL. I went with Jackson Merrill. He's going to start in center field for the Padres. I think he's going to have a hell of a year, and I think he's going to win NL Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
How about your AL?
My AL is the just called up Wyatt Langford for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Will, boy, you and I are right on the same page here. Jackson Merrill made the team. Wyatt Langford made the team. I expect them both to have really good starts. There's a lot of cushion for them, too, in those lineups. Obviously, we know Texas can score a shit ton of runs. In San Diego, you've got Bogaerts. You've got Machado. You've obviously got Tatis. Like, there, you've got you got Kim. They're going to score a lot of runs. So I think that obviously Merrill's just going to slide right in there, play really good defense. And they traded Grisham to the Yankees as part of the Soto deal because they were ready to call up Merrill.
Yep.
I like Grisham on the Yankees, by the way. And, yeah, I am for the AL, I have Wyatt Langford as well. And then for the NL, I'm just going to take Yamamoto. I know he had one bad start in fucking Korea, but he hates Korea just like Sean does.
Well, you said fucking Korea, so, you know, I think you're right there, too. I think you're harboring.
No, that's just how I talk.
I'm a little surprised none of us took Jackson Holliday.
Because we don't know what he's going to do, when he's going to be called up. It's like you said, it's a whole contract thing, games played, that thing. So I don't know when he's going to be called up. If he's going to be called up by the trade deadline, is it going to be enough games for him, especially if Wyatt Langford's going off in the AL?
So can I give you guys a thought on Holliday and when he's going to come up this year?
Absolutely.
So 2 years ago, the Orioles waited until early May to call up Rutschman. He got off to a little bit of a slow start. After that, he went nuts. Last year, they waited till around the same time to call up Gunnar Henderson. He started off a little slow and then went absolutely nuts. This team knows what they're doing with their prize prospects. They're going to do it again. And I think Jackson Holliday, with all of that talent, I don't know if you guys have seen much of him in spring, but he's turning around like 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. Yeah. And he had a base hit on a routine ground ball to shortstop the other day. So
yeah,
he's like ready. It's just that team is so good already that I think they kind of want to figure out where everybody needs to be placed. But I think we're going to see around early May, that's when he's coming up, because that's what they've done with Rutschman and Henderson, and they're just going to continue to keep it going. This team is so loaded. It's ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, it really is. Apparently MLB does Comeback Player of the Year awards. I only picked one. I picked Carlos Rodon. That's more of a fingers crossed pick for me.
I didn't do Comeback Player of the Year, but this is right here. Ready for this? Joey Votto will be batting fifth for the Blue Jays come end of May.
I love that. Canadian boy.
Yeah, I got Nestor Cortez of the Yankees.
Okay. Listen, I'm fine with that too. Who's your manager of the year? I got AJ Hinch.
Oh, I got Xander Bogaerts for San Diego. I think he's just going to have a crazy bounce back season from not a great year last year.
Okay. Any manager of the year picks, or do we even care?
Yeah, I have managed. You said AJ Hinch, right, Tommy? And I'm going to go with my Detroit Tigers, AJ Hinch, as well, because I have them winning the division.
Sean?
I got Craig Counsell in the National League, first year with the Cubs, gets him into the playoffs as a wild card. I got Rocco Baldelli with the AL Central winning Twins.
I'm right with Sean on that one. I have Craig Counsell as well with the Cubs. He gets them to the playoffs, and that's all he needs.
All right, boys, is there anything else? Anything we want to ask of the MLB this year? You know, Sean, you've already shit on Manfred and a whole country, so you got anything else?
Well, I think we all want to see what happens with this Ohtani thing, right?
Absolutely.
He released a statement today where he said basically he did his best Phil Mickelson impression of saying that, of saying nothing about it. I don't know. I just want to see how eager they are to figure this out, or if they are going to sweep it under the rug, like Tom said. I want to see what, you know, as far as baseball goes, I think they do the All-Star game the right way. So I got no problems with that. Whatever issues are going on with the players union right now, you know, is Tony Clark going to keep his job? I think that's an off-the-field thing. That's going to be interesting to see, especially when the next CBA is up. And I think baseball just needs to figure out the stupid service time thing, because they're not penalizing teams for keeping great players down. And somehow, some way, that needs to get figured out.
I have some points with Sean. With Shohei Ohtani, my question to both of you is, do you think he really did it and he's having the interpreter take the blame?
Yes.
And also, at the same time, do you think Pete Rose is standing there being like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Okay.
You've placed a better two with an illegal book. Who in the world has a $4.5 million credit line with any book, much less an illegal book, on Earth that isn't a celebrity or a billionaire?
Exactly. That's what I thought is Shohei was placing these bets. He's having the interpreter fucking take the fall for him.
He probably didn't think it was a big deal, and then he was like, oh, fuck, my God. And then...
If Pete Rose didn't speak English, he'd be in the Hall of Fame right now.
That's a bold statement. Sean?
Yeah, I got nothing else to add there, Will. Okay.
The other thing with the All-Star game, you brought that up, and they're going to do it right. But the All-Star game, please stop with the ugly-ass fucking jerseys and just go back to wearing your home and away jersey.
Just put a patch on it. Just put a patch on it.
Patch on it. I want to see, you know, Giancarlo Stanton with the Yankees white pinstripes on with the All-Star game patch. I don't want to see these fugazi fucking uniforms.
Okay. I'm with you, brother. Great call on that one. They're an absolute sham. I think overall baseball's in a really good spot right now because they've embraced the fact that they're a regional sport now. Mm-hmm. But they got to figure – there's a lot of issues going on with regional sports networks right now. Obviously, Bally got bought out because they went bankrupt. There's a lot of situations going on with teams trying to figure out their regional sports network. And that's causing teams to – have very, very tight wallets. The other thing, too, what is going on with free agency? Jordan Montgomery's still not signed. I know, Tom, you and I talked at length about it being a Boris thing. Well, there's plenty of other good players who are represented by other agents who haven't gotten signed, who got way less than what they thought. And I think you don't want to use the C word, but collusion seems like there's something there because – there's teams who just simply aren't doing anything. I mean, I give the Orioles credit for going out and trading for Corbin Burns. That made sense. They have, you know, obviously a treasure chest of assets and young players. But how are you a team that just won over 100 games, dominated the AL East? How are you not going out and spending money on a Blake Snell or a Jordan Montgomery? Now, maybe that changes with a new ownership group. But again, there's just too many teams that are choosing to do nothing. Oakland doesn't even try. You forget that they're a professional team. So I don't know.
At the end of the day, there's, you know, you looked at Blake Snell, and obviously until he signed a 2-year, $62 million deal with the Giants. Like, you look at Montgomery, I would say 20 to 25 teams, maybe even more, could use Montgomery in their rotation as long as it's a 3, 4, even a 5. Like, why wouldn't you give the guy the money, even to make your team that much better?
Well, I think that's the thing, is there's too many teams that are choosing to not make their teams better with free agents.
And which is dumb.
Whether you think that a pitcher like Montgomery is going to put you over the top or not, there shouldn't be a pitcher of that caliber, particularly one that we just saw dominate in the playoffs, who doesn't have a job right now. It can't just simply be because his agent is asking for a little too much.
I mean, I know Tom's thinking the same thing, but the Yankees need to make a fucking phone call.
I think they have. I don't know if he wants to come back. And you got to keep in mind, too, Will, like Tom and I talked about this on the pod last week, because they're so far over the luxury tax and their payroll is like $320 million, that two-year $62 million deal with Snell with the Giants would have been 2 years, $97 million for the Yankees with the tax. So the tax, that's a tough proposition to make.
Yeah, but also you think about it. Say Montgomery doesn't sign. I know he will somewhere. And you're the Yankees at the All-Star break, and you're looking up at the Orioles, and you're seven games behind, and your starting rotation ERA is a combined 5.19. Then you're going to unload and give Jordan Montgomery all the money he wants when you can, you know, try to figure out something. What's with the luxury tax at the All-Star break compared to now?
Well, because there's going to be pitchers who become available who are on last year's of their deals or are not making really
I get it. But, like, if you're the Yankees right now and you just got Soto and you're like, this is the year, they're going all in. You know, I don't like the term all in because we hear that a lot in the woods.
Someone's scarred by the term all in.
All in. Yeah, I just listen. All in does not mean all in. And I've learned that in sports.
I learned that the hard way this year.
But yeah, it's hard to shit on the Yankees if they bring in Juan Soto, they bring in Verdugo, they sign Stroman, they tried to sign Snell to a six-year 160, and he said no. Mm-hmm. You know, what people forget, too, is they're all in. Last year was after they got Judge, they brought in Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon was supposed to be 1B behind Garrett Cole.
Yeah, everybody, by the way, he could still be. The guy fucking got hurt last year. Like,
minus his first two starts of spring, he's looked phenomenal. So his fastball velocity's up. So, I mean, we'll see. Compared to last year, he was throwing 91, 92. Now he's throwing 95, 96. So, I mean, we'll see going into the season. And, you know, Sean, I tweeted at you as well. It's like, and you said, I don't care about the starter, and I respect that, but you know, your starter in spring training where you're playing guys that are going to be playing AA, AAA, has a 7.71.
Well, he's not supposed to be their opening day starter.
Exactly. But also, your three has a 7.71 against guys that don't fucking play in the major leagues. Like, granted, my whole thing is I think Nestor Cortez was a flash in the pan.
Yeah, I think he just pitched way too many. He pitched more innings in 2022 than he pitched in his entire career. He got hurt last year just like everybody else did. Hey, maybe he was, but I don't think he's a bum. And on top of that, too, when you say all in, let's not forget, guys, how long a fucking season is. 2 years ago, the Yankees were the best team in baseball in the first half. Like, they couldn't lose. And they were doing that with a dominant starting rotation, and they were also doing it with Josh Donaldson and Joey Gallo playing every single day. In the second half, they made all of these additions, and they were a terrible team because some of their starters got hurt. They traded Montgomery. The season is so fucking long. I think they just need to tread water, and they're not going to make moves out of desperation, particularly if they believe that Cole is coming back. If Cole comes back, this is a completely different conversation. Just get you out of October.
100%. And I talked to Tom off the podcast, and you saw what the guy did against the Yankee starters. Bring back Trevor Bauer on the vet minimum.
No, here we go.
Bring him back.
On that note, absolutely
I told him
not.
It would never happen, but listen.
I will. If it happens, I will buy both of you a Trevor Bauer t-shirt.
Okay. I won't wear it, but thank you.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Anything
you
else, boys?
Nope, that's it.
All right. We did it, guys. The 2024 MLB season preview. Tom, I think this was our sixth one. Does that sound right to you?
Sounds about right. We're getting old, man, but everybody enjoy the season. Spring is here.
Yes,
that's it. All right, everybody. Take care.